Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Why, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I am your buddy and mentor, Kendra Perry, and I am really excited to be in your eardrums today, as always. So today, I want to talk about the real business growth timeline, okay? And this is not going to be true for everyone, but I just want to give you an idea of how long it really takes to grow a business when you're just starting out. So something I've really noticed in new coaches, people who are just starting their business, is they seem to have a really unrealistic perception of how long it's really going to take them to be successful. What I will tell you is very few businesses are profitable right out of the gate. And for most businesses, it'll take them about a year if they're doing things right to actually start to get profitable. Now, the cool thing about online business, when you are not selling products, when you are selling your expertise, like we are as online coaches, is that you can be profitable a lot quicker than someone who has a brick and mortar business or someone who's actually selling products. And the reason for that is because we have low startup cost. Okay, so really low startup cost. I mean, I started my business for a few hundred dollars. I think I bought a desk, I upgraded my laptop, and I had to get a few platforms online. Even though you do have to invest, right? Any business requires some sort of investment to grow. It's not that much. And so you don't need a ton of money to start. But that being said, it's unlikely that you're going to start getting clients right out the gate unless you've been putting in work ahead of time to warm up people in order to become your client. There are sort of two pathways that I want to discuss. There's the pathway with a mentor, someone who's telling you what to do and how to do it. And then the pathway of kind of DIYing it and doing it yourself. Okay. I DIY'd it until about year two in my business. And I do believe that if I had gotten my mentor sooner, I would have actually been a lot more successful a lot sooner, right? Because the truth is, like, online business, it's a whole different language. Marketing is something that a lot of us don't understand and can take a long time to really get. It's not just as simple as being like, hey, buy my stuff, like, hey, I'm a coach, like, buy my services, right? People really need a lot of nurturing and a lot of warm up, and your messaging also has to be really on point. But what I will tell you, the first year is the hardest, right? The first 6 to 12 months is literally, for most people, the hardest thing. The reason for this is because typically you feel a little bit blindsided. Health coaching school or whatever coaching program you may have taken doesn't prepare you for what it's like to have a business online. It's a mystical beast. And it's because online business requires people to show up in a certain type of way that you probably didn't expect, right? It's not just as simple as going online and being like, yeah, I'm a health coach and I'm really passionate and I want to help you. It's not that simple. With the way the online world works these days, it requires you to show up consistently, show up regularly, requires you to share some of your personal life with your followers. Not all of it. You can still be a very private person and still share some things with your following, right? Because people want to get to know you. People are really craving connection. And if they don't feel like they know you, then, I mean, they're just not going to trust you. So you do have to share little tidbits of your personal life in a very interesting way. You have to be a leader. And again, you probably weren't prepared to have to step into this role of leadership. You also have to intimately know the person of whom you're serving. And then you have to learn things like social media and the tech, and those things are kind of continually changing. So The first 6 to 12 months is a bit rough, and I'll be totally honest with you, just because you don't know what the hell is happening. And that's how I felt. I thought it would be kind of simple, and it's just not. There's just, you know, there's a lot of skills that need to be developed. And depending on your background, you might be starting from scratch with those skills, and that's okay. I definitely was. I had a few skills, but nothing that really prepared me for online business. And so learning skills takes time. It's not something that can necessarily be rushed. And so that's why that first year is so hard. The other reason why the first year is so hard is because you don't typically get that ROI or that return on investment. So you have to be putting yourself out there without external validation, right? External validation meaning clients, followers, likes, comments, shares, all those things that fire up our ego, that give us that little dopamine hit and make us feel like, yeah, we're doing the right thing. That doesn't happen a lot in your first year. Now, the reason for that is because it takes a lot of time to build trust with people, right? To get enough content online that people start taking you seriously. The algorithm also needs to categorize you, right? So once you need, this is why you need to niche, right? Because Instagram, for example, is trying to figure out like, where do you actually fit and who should they be showing your content to? Now, if you don't have a solid and specific niche, then Instagram has no idea who to show your content to. So that's going to make it even harder. But even if you do have a specific niche, it just takes time for the algorithm to really know who you are, who you serve, and who to show your content to. So that first year is rough, I will tell you. And a lot of people aren't profitable in their first year. They might start to get a few clients here or there, but it won't generally be consistent. So you should prepare yourself for a year of not making a ton of money. Prepare yourself for that. Whether that's you save up money in advance or you have a side job like I did, right? I had a side job for the first 3 years in my business. Or you get a business grant or a loan and you don't need much, right? You're like, okay, how much am I going to need to pay my bills for a year? Get that loan, get that grant, and then you won't have to be stressed, right? Because you really want to prepare for the fact that you may not make a ton of money, and that's okay. It's normal. And maybe you will do really well. Maybe you will start making money right away. Some people just got that thing. Now, I would say year 1 to 3 can still be challenging. You're still trying to get into your groove, right? You're still learning these skills like content creation, social media. You're still gaining confidence, right? You're still building up that consistent client base. And again, that takes time. So year 1 to 3 will get better, right? I think within year 1 to 3, you can start hitting like your first 5K month, maybe 6K, 7K, and pushing towards 10K, right? I had my first 10K month in, I believe, at year 2.5 or about 3, right? Again, I think I could have done that quicker if I had a mentor. I know some people who do it in their first year, but and that's totally possible for you. You just have to be really dedicated and you need to make sure you're doing the right thing. But I would say, you know, year 1 to 3 can still be a bit challenging, right? And that's normal and it's okay. And that's why it's so important to stay the course, because most people give up at that point. Most people give up in year like 1 to 2. And that is really sad. This episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast is brought to you by my online course, Signature Program RX. So if you are currently selling one-off sessions and you are realizing that this is a, well, shitty business model, and you're looking to create a program, something that's worth more, something that you can charge more, then that is what I teach you how to do inside Signature Program RX. So inside this online course, we take a deep dive into how to build out your signature program, how to make it truly transformational. We'll talk about the components that you should put in it. We're going to talk about how to price it for profit and not poverty. I'm going to teach you how to name it, and then I'm going to teach you how to talk about it so that it attracts your ideal client and helps you make more sales. So if you want to build up your program, you want a little bit of help, you can get my mini training, Signature Program RX, and I will link to the link that you need to get this training in the show notes for this episode. most people give up in year like 1 to 2. And the reason for that is because those people who gave up did not give themselves enough time to succeed. And that is what happens all the time. People give up before they even give themselves enough time to succeed. And it's unfortunate, right? Because the world needs health coaches more than ever right now. I just want to prepare you because it will be challenging, right? If you want a business, it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everyone would just have a business, right? It is challenging. It requires you to have patience. It requires you to have a deep belief in yourself, self-belief, what I believe is the primary determinant as to who will succeed or fail in business. You got to be really committed to your bigger why, whatever that is. And that bigger why needs to be more than just money, right? Money is great. I love money. I love making it. It's one of my primary driving factors, but it's not it for me. I have a why that is bigger than money. I deeply want to serve health coaches because I value health and body sovereignty so much, right? As someone who struggled so much with my health and was gaslighted and got no answer from the conventional medical system, it is really, truly amazing what I've been able to do with my life by really taking control and responsibility for my health. And I want that for everyone on this planet. And I really believe that if people had that health body sovereignty, that we wouldn't really be in the very unique situation that we are in the world right now. And so that's why we need health coaches, right? So I really believe that health coaches are the key to shifting collective consciousness on this planet. I want to build leaders, health leaders who are there to speak up and help people and empower people to take control of their health. And I believe if we do that, we can shift what's going on in the world. And then, you know, that would be amazing, right? So that's one of my big whys. That's why you need to stay really committed, because you could be at your, you know, 1.5, you know, year and a half, and you're just feeling this isn't working. I want to give up, but you haven't given yourself enough time to succeed yet. For any business, 3 years. Give it 3 years at least, because once you kind of get into that 3-year mark, you really start to hit your stride. Now, some people will do it sooner. Some people might hit their stride at 2 years or a year and a half. It's completely possible. And again, it depends on your background and it depends on your mindset. But 3 years, I really believe, is a magic number where you really, at that point, you know your ideal client, right? You're like, I know this person intimately. And you know yourself because you've been showing up online, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone and really developing that confidence and who you are. And that doesn't come right away. You will become so rock solid in who you are that even when people say mean things to you about who you are, it won't even really faze you. Just an example. This actually just happened to me today. I got a response from a woman who'd read my email. And in my email, I said, I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass. And as you guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I mean, that's just the way that I talk, right? I swear. I'm a little bit crass and that's just who I am. And I own that. And I don't pretend to not be that. And if you don't like that, well, I'm just not for you. Anyway, so she responded to this email and just said, I'm really offended that you would say things like blow smoke up your ass. It really makes you lose credibility. I would never speak like that, or something along those lines. And I saw that and like, I literally got nothing from it. I was just like, okay. And I just wrote back and I said, hey, thanks for your feedback, but this is how I talk. I'm not going to apologize for it. And I'm not going to change it for you or anyone else. Sounds like I'm the wrong fit for you. And that's okay. I hope you can find a mentor who you connect with. Good luck. And it didn't even faze me because I am so rock solid in who I am. And I mean, blow smoke up your ass, something I would say all the time. I would say that to a friend. So I'm not going to pretend to be someone I'm not and start talking more professionally just because someone thinks I should. You can get that confidence too in yourself and who you are, and growing a business will help you do that. And again, when you hit that 3-year mark, things will really start to shift. And I see this all the time. It's pretty amazing. And then, you know, once you're kind of getting past that 3-year mark, you know, I'm in my year 7 now and I have switched niches. So I switched from health coaching to business coaching at the beginning of 2019. So I've been in this business for about 2.5 years. So I'm about to really hit my stride coming up on that 3-year mark in this new business. The good thing is, though, is I obviously had years of developing confidence and that self-belief because I know I can succeed in online business because I know what I'm doing. You can hit your stride too, but please, please do not give up before you have given yourself enough time to succeed. And if that means taking out a business loan to help, getting a grant, there are a lot of grants out there. My partner, Ryan, is amazing at finding grants to help him along. They're out there. Find them. Get a side job. There's nothing wrong with having a part-time job. Find something where you work maybe like 15, 20 hours a week that pays decently, and it'll pay your bills. That's going to help you so much. Okay. But you can do this. It's a steep learning curve. It's difficult. You will have to learn a lot of skills. You will have to put yourself outside your comfort zone. But self-employment is the greatest gift that the world has to offer. Having freedom and flexibility in your schedule is worth all of it. Hands down. That is what I will tell you. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to connect with me, let's chat on Instagram. Shoot me a DM at Kendra Perry Inc. Or if you're using Instagram stories, take a screenshot of this episode on your phone and you can share it to your story. Tag me at Kendra Perry Inc. and let me know what your favorite part of the episode was, and I will thank you personally. If you want tutorials on how to get your business started and growing, you can head to my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search Kendra Perry, and my channel will be the first one that pops up. You can also connect with me on my email list. I send out a super fun, super high quality, super valuable and entertaining business tip every single Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific. And if you want to join my email list, you can grab that in the show notes for this episode, where you will find at kendraperry.net/episode80. That is kendraperry.net/episode80. All right. I hope to connect with you soon, and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.